The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, breaking news, Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from Ben Affleck after 2 years of marriage and months of speculation. Meanwhile, Molly May has returned to social media after her shock split from Tommy Fury last week. I found myself somehow strangely delighted to hear that she at least owns the house outright, not him. So I'm wondering, even with that peripheral view of things, why we are all so obsessed with celebrity couples. I'm joined in studio by Ali Ryan, founder of Goss.ie. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning.
Why are we all obsessed?
Why are we so obsessed? I really think it's down to basic human psychology in that, especially with celebrities, they're on such a pedestal. They're behind a velvet red rope. I think we crave this connection. We want to feel like we could be one of them. They could be one of us. And I think one thing that's universal is love. It's relationships. And I think it's a way to connect them, but also bring them back down off their pedestal to our level. And we can say, well, if Jennifer and Ben can't make it, maybe it's fine that I got divorced or like my relationship didn't work out. There is this connection there that we feel understood. But also, like, it's the same with, I always think of soaps, for example, like Carrie and EastEnders. Why do people watch it every night? Why are we so obsessed with these fake characters? But you do get invested in people that you think that you know. And I think that's the other side, is that we're watching these people on social media. Even back in the day, the Marilyn Monroe romances that would have been followed around, people felt like they knew her. And I think when you feel like you know someone, it's like your sister getting divorced. It's like your friend, you know, having a split. You just care this enormous amount because you feel like you know them, which is obviously not true. We don't know any of these people.
There probably was less of it about than in those days, in the Marilyn Monroe days. So
yeah,
their star was glowing all the brighter because there were so few of them.
Yeah.
Now there's all sorts of tuppenny halfpenny celeb couples.
And it's funny, I was looking into it because I was like, has this happened before, this drama? And I don't know if you know the story about Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Bruton, that they had this affair on the set of Cleopatra and the Pope denounced them and everything, and it was huge. They got married, divorced, and they got remarried again.
So they were the
original,
like, the template.
Yes.
For Burton and Taylor were the template for Affleck and Lopez.
The upcoming Bennifer. They were the original Bennifer, let's say. And I think, genuinely being in this industry now for about 12 or 13 years, I have heard so many PR agents, PR gurus say, if you want to get famous, if you want to be in the papers, get in a relationship. Like, it is the number one thing to do. So many celebrities have these fake showmances to get a bit of credit, to get back in the papers again. And it is something that Jennifer Lopez in particular has been accused of in the past. Like, this relationship with Ben again, she had broken up with Alexander Rodriguez like a couple of days before her and Ben were photographed together. So I remember at the time people thought it was a PR stunt. Even going back to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, there was photos of them on a beach after the Mr. and Mrs. scandal. Those photos are all set up. So the celebrities know as well, if they want people to go to see their movie, if they want their single to be number one, get in a new romance. Even, you probably would have seen it lately with Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter. Barry obviously is blowing up in his own right. He's an incredible actor, but you put him with a huge pop star and suddenly people are writing about him every single day. It is a massive career move. And obviously most of these romances are real. I'm not saying they're not, but there is something about two celebrities being together. The world just becomes obsessed.
So what is your take on Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez? I mean, is she the one who's calling all the shots? Because he actually has to be said, any pictures I've seen of him over the last couple of years, with or without her, he's miserable.
He's always miserable. He's turned into an internet meme. God love him. He always looks unhappy. I think they're probably two very incredibly difficult people in general on their own. I think together it hasn't been great. What seems to be the overriding issue...
So when you've got two people for each of whom it's all about
themselves, yeah. This is why celebrity romances normally don't work out. There's so much ego in it. And a lot of things have happened in the 2 years that they've kind of been married. So obviously, I don't know if you know, but she released a documentary called This Is Me Now. It was this very weird musical documentary, self-funded, 20 million, absolutely bombed. The whole thing was about her and Ben getting back together. She shared intimate conversations with them, love letters. There's a scene in it where he's being filmed and he says, this makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to court the press. I don't want our relationship to be out in the open. And it was really around that movie that things started to crumble for them. But he very much wants to stay in the background in terms of press and media. But as a celebrity, he obviously wants to be celebrated. He's shooting new movies. And then she also had a worldwide tour that she had to cancel because the tickets weren't selling. So there's a lot of ego stuff going on, I think, in the last 2 years. But apparently what really kind of it came down to is she has this obsession with wanting to be in the spotlight, wanting... The reason you saw loads of pictures of Ben unhappy is because it looks like she was dragging him around to events he didn't want to go to. That's kind of the story, what people are saying. But I think he is a difficult person himself. He obviously has addiction issues and talked about a lot before. Neither of them have had an easy sailing relationship. So I'd say the two of them, it's a bit of a nightmare. But they've no prenup, which is very unlikely.
There's a term that one of my producers would use about a man or woman. He or she is a bit of a dose. Have we got two doses there?
We definitely have two doses. Two doses and two divas, probably, I'd say. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw that video of Ben closing the door, like opening and closing the door for Jennifer. It was caught on a paparazzi video and he literally slams the door. Like, he looks so unhappy. So it just seems like they were unhappy. They both had huge public breakups a few weeks before they got back together. So I don't know, were they just looking to kind of seek comfort in each other? But they had stayed friends all this time. Like, when Jennifer didn't get that Oscar nomination for that movie Hustle, he spoke out about it. So I do think there's a friendship there.
And was it friends with benefits, do you think?
I don't think so. I think they've genuinely just been close. But do you know anyone in your own life, let alone celebrities, that have got back together and made it work? It's very unlikely. Celebrity wise, I remember Jude Law and Sienna Miller after that huge affair scandal. They tried to make it work again. Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, they're divorced now. Most couples don't make it work the second time. They hope they can and they try. And I think people are really invested in this story because it really was the big fairy tale. Like, we got our second chance and it failed.
Now, I mentioned Molly May. And yeah. I mean, she, I have to confess, was a bit of a new name to me because I'm not a Love Island fan. Largely because I've never kind of indulged myself in it. Maybe I'd become a fan if I did. But
it's so very addictive
to the shock news that Molly May had divorced or had separated from her partner, Tommy Fury. I mean, this was such big news. I couldn't believe it, that two people that I hadn't really paid much attention to made global news.
Global. It was on every single Instagram page, Twitter page, radio station, TV station. Yeah, it was huge. Again, it's just another situation where everyone was rooting for them. They seemed so picture perfect and it was such a shock. Now, them in particular are famous because they are together. So it's a very particular situation. We watched them fall in love on Love Island. So I think it makes sense that we're very, very invested in them. But I think it was just the shock of it all that was so sudden. And they in particular really share every single detail of their life. She does weekly vlogs on YouTube, coming to my house, come to dinner with me and Tommy. So I think when, again, we all felt like we knew them.
Well,
so
the
such a shock.
Story is that maybe Tommy had stuff he wasn't particularly sharing either with her or with the world.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. And the thing is, people love a heartbroken girl. I don't know if you remember, like when Cheryl Cole joined the X Factor, she was one of the biggest celebrities in the world at that time because Ashley Cole had an affair and cheated on her. Same with Jennifer Aniston. She kind of became the world's sweetheart when Brad Pitt left her for Angelina Jolie. So there is this real tie to women who have kind of been hard done by. And there's a lot of like TikToks at the moment standing up for Molly, being like, if I see Tommy around here. So she's got like immediate support. So it's nice to see, because obviously it was a huge decision to announce that news very, very quickly. And their brand is basically them being together.
So basically, whether it's their success or their failure in their relationships, it's entertainment to everybody else, even though it may involve human misery and suffering.
I think it's a mixture of entertainment, because we love to watch and we want to know what's happening. We want the inside scoop. But I do think there is a genuine empathy there too, that people feel like they know this girl. They feel like they know Molly. We feel like we know Jennifer and Ben, and we have a Jen and Ben in our life or something like that. So I think it's a mixture of we're hooked in, we want to know more. But to be fair, both of those couples really court this as well. They feed us with, we're so happy, this is how we met, this is how we got together. So at the same time, they really are asking for this invasion, I suppose, of their privacy, because they're sharing these things all the time. There's many couples that you and I couldn't even discuss because we don't know what's been going on with them. So, you know, it's a choice to share that sort of thing.
And this may sound sexist, says Ed, but it seems to me that women care much more about celebs, particularly celebrity couples, than men do. Personally, I couldn't care less about the private lives of celebs or anyone else.
Well, I couldn't care less about someone kicking a ball, and there we are. We have two separate things. You know, you guys watching the highlights of a soccer match is me watching TMZ highlights of the divorce. So I think that's what it is.
Okay. Anyway, it's the meat and drink of what you do in Goss.ie.
Yes, absolutely. And I love when we get comments on our Instagram being like, who cares? It's like, well, you care because you're on the page and you're commenting. But yeah, that human interest in entertainment. And it's also, aside from everything else, it's an escape from all the very serious things that happen in the world. People want to buy into the fairy tales of the wedding, the divorce. Are they together? Are they not? It's like the Ross and Rachel and Friends. It's like that every single day for us with real life celebrities. It's an escape. It's not that serious. But yeah, it's a huge business for us. And stories like this, I mean, the numbers would be massive. We'd be getting reach of over probably a million impressions on stuff like this. So, yeah.
Ali Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss.ie. Ali, thank you very much for joining us. Now, coming up later on News Talk, the serious business. Ceasefire, a real possibility in Gaza? We shall see.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.